The Truth About Tariffs and Mexico's Great Opportunity, Eng. Angel Balderas. Texas Border Business. Texas Border Business, April 2025. In an interview with Lanetta TV, Engineer Angel Balderas offered a deep analysis of the recent tariffs imposed by former U.S. President Donald J. Trump and their potential impact on the Mexican economy. The video, titled, The Truth About Tariffs and Mexico's Great Opportunity, has gone viral for its critical, technical, and strategic perspective, highlighting what Balderas considers a historic opportunity for the country. The main reason for these tariffs is the economic crisis in the United States, its loss of competitiveness in manufacturing across 60 cutting-edge technological fields. China is ahead in 54 out of 60, Balderas explained, warning that the root cause of these measures lies not in superficial bilateral issues like migration or drug trafficking, but in a broader global transformation. According to the engineer, the narrative pushed by some political sectors in Mexico has misrepresented the motives behind the tariffs. The narrative of the Mexican right since the start of the tariffs has been that it's against Claudia Sheinbaum, against the Fourth Transformation, against Morena, because of the narco, because they claim collusion with the cartels, and because of migration, he said. Balderas pointed out that the tariffs imposed on Mexico weren't isolated. That same day, Trump announced tariffs on Canada and China for exactly the same reason, fentanyl. China, Canada, Mexico. And I say, pretext, and pretext in the case of Canada and Mexico. He also noted that Trump announced tariffs on the European Union without offering any justification. Germany, France, Belgium. But there he didn't say why. He didn't mention drugs or migration. Balderas argued that the real cause is much broader. It should be clear that the root is the economic crisis in the United States, its trade deficit, and a trade war with China. In that context, Mexico finds itself in a privileged position. It produces more engineers than the United States, Balderas pointed out, highlighting a key national advantage to attract industrial investment. To relocate a plant like Ford or Honda, you need an adequate number of engineers. In the U.S., everything becomes more expensive: energy, inputs, labor. Faced with this scenario, Balderas praised the strategy of the Mexican government. What strategy is Dr. Claudia Sheinbaum and the government of Mexico following, which I believe is the most appropriate? Trying to salvage what can still be salvaged with the USMCA, and also pointing out, look, these are your companies, and you're taxing your own companies. The impact on the auto industry is already visible. Honda just announced that it will not build its plant in Argentina, it's coming to Mexico, Balderas said, noting that although this industrial shift won't be easy, Mexico has opportunities, especially in diversifying its export markets. In Balderas' view, the U.S. government walked into this and has exposed itself to a Mexican pivot. It can't accuse us of simply saying, oh, you're going to put tariffs on our cars? Well, we'll just sell them somewhere else. During the interview, Balderas also highlighted Plan Mexico, an initiative presented by President Sheinbaum even before the tariffs, as a key step toward energy and industrial self-sufficiency. Our goal is to be self-sufficient in oil to feed our petrochemical industry, to refine oil, to be self-sufficient in diesel, gasoline, etc. Finally, Balderas called on the public to move away from simplistic discourses about crime or migration and instead focus on the broader strategic context. If we keep seeing it as just opposition, the Jalisco New Generation cartel, etc., that's nonsense. It won't help us understand where we stand or where the opportunities lie. About Engineer Angel Balderas Puga is a Mexican civil engineer, educator, and political figure known for his involvement in academia and politics. He holds a master's degree in mathematics education and is a doctoral candidate in didactics of mathematics. Balderas has served as a professor at the Universidad Autónoma de Querétaro, UAQ, and the Instituto Tecnológico de Querétaro, ITQ, where he has taught mathematics. In the political arena, Balderas has been active within the National Regeneration Movement, Morena, party in Querétaro, serving as the secretary of organization. He has also been recognized as a specialist in energy topics, frequently sharing his insights through interviews and media appearances. Balderas maintains an active presence on social media platforms, such as X, formerly Twitter, where he engages with the public on various issues. His multifaceted career reflects a commitment to education, political organization, and public discourse in Mexico. See related story. Victor Davis Hanson explained Trump's tariffs like no one else can. Victor Davis Hanson explained Trump's tariffs like no one else can.